USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The world was watching as King Charles III was crowned as British monarch.
God save the king! God
save the king! For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown was placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely...
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Merkel, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is the latest Republican to join the call for spending cuts to be the only way the debt ceiling is raised. McConnell joined 40 other GOP senators in signing a letter that was sent to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the debt ceiling won't be raised unless there are budget reforms. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. The ballistic missile was intercepted in an overnight attack on the Ukrainian capital earlier in the week. The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Ripolle, it's a huge disappointment.
It's a big stage. Everyone's looking at this race. We haven't had the best week here. And, I think they were overly cautious, but I have to understand and respect the fact that they're overly cautious.
Forte has been scratched due to a bruise on her foot. A whistleblower who provided important information that helped with an enforcement action has been awarded the largest whistleblower payment in history, $279 million. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't say who or what case it involved. The payments are made through a fund set up by Congress. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is assessing the situation at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire in less than a week.
Mayorkas says the U.S. will still have the power to expel illegals.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
He says the Biden administration is offering expanded legal pathways for asylum seekers and will remove those people who arrive at the border who do not qualify for relief. He stresses the U.S. border is not and will not be open, and if smugglers tell people otherwise, they're lying. I'm Karen Sloan.
Thousands of residents of Alberta, Canada have fled their homes as wildfires continue to burn out of control. More than 78 fires are burning in the Canadian province as temperatures soar and high winds fan the flames. The writer's strike has entered day five. The strike brought Hollywood TV and film production to a halt. Nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America plan to picket outside Southern California studios today, including the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, Sony Studios in Culver City, and the Paramount lot in Hollywood. At issue for the writers is improved pay in the streaming era and a guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence. Shaquille O'Neal is joining a group looking to buy BET Media, the NBA legend, part of a group that also includes rapper 50 Cent. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.